Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have John W. Spring. This is his regular time slot, the third hour on Tuesdays, and John is regularly printing articles. I posted one yesterday on an update of what's going on in North Korea, and we want to focus specifically on a very important topic, which is the Hwasong-15 missile that was launched at, I think, seven times the height of the International Space Station, and if it had a different trajectory, it could strike anywhere in the continental United States or any of our territories or allies. People need to know, North Korea today, and as of the last 2 years, could strike anywhere in the world, and people say, well, where did they get all this advanced technology? They're repainted Chinese missiles from 10 to 20 years ago. They have missile guidance systems from Russia. Both nations are collaborating. China's putting window dressing by cutting the oil 10%, which is going to do nothing to stop Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un, they've got to understand this, China is like the obese drug dealer with a mutant dog with titanium teeth on a long chain, with the drug dealer laughing his head off after he lets the chain go long enough to bite a woman walking along the sidewalk, because he's laughing his head off. It's like the Chinese when they multitrack. At the same time, they're collaborating with North Korea, who couldn't. Kim Jong has to text message Xi and the Chinese People's Republican Army before he decides which hand to wipe his butt with, but he uses the bathroom. So if you think that they're firing these missiles off without Chinese aggression, you're crazy. They still want to buy our theaters and our movie theaters and sell us popcorn. At the same time, they're targeting our cities with EMP and nuclear weapons. And the globalists want to use Kim and North Korea to make America eventually surrender to world government. If you think I'm deluded on this, I had classified above top secret clearance of the U.S. Missile Defense Command, have still got contacts inside deep departments of the government, including CENTCOM and the Pentagon. You need to know, nobody else on this or any other network knows what I know, and it scares the crap out of me. And Mr. John W. Spring, who's a whistleblower for the missiles in Cuba, which, by the way, were there for the next many years until the end of the fall of the Soviet Union, and later they tried to put missiles, the Russians did, in Nicaragua, which is why we invaded. The next thing that's brewing, and it's very good and glorious to see, that they added not only North Korea but Venezuela to their no-fly list, which was passed through the Supreme Court with only two abstentions. These two maniacs that literally blocked them, these two female Supreme Court justices. You have to understand what John is talking about. What I'm saying is John is the whistleblower for Cuba. I'm the missile whistleblower and the nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River blower for Venezuela. And this problem is not going to go away. And Donald Trump, I'm sure, and his buddies are listening to say, what does Deagle know now? How come we don't talk about this? Well, because they compartmentalize. One government department like the NSA doesn't talk to the Department of the Navy. The FBI doesn't talk to the NSA. These people have got turf wars. And even if they know stuff, they're not talking to each other. This drives me crazy. And John, I'm sure you have some things about the Hwang 15 missile. Give us all the details, because people need to know how late the hour is. And we're not minutes to midnight. We are seconds now, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Dr. Deagle. And the reason why, of course, the American people are not informed is because the news media is playing it down as much as they can.
Oh, I've changed the name. This is part of my Deagle Dictionary over in Clan Iron. It's called the snooze media. You have to add S-N-O-N-E-W-S, snooze media. It's not the news media. It's to make you go to sleep, little people. It's like Satan rocking you in a blanket in his little rocking chair. Go to sleep, and it's like the big bad wolf in Granny's clothes rocking you to sleep watching the snooze media, whether it's MSNBC, the Vomit Network, or the Criminal News Network, CNN, or even Fox News Network, the faux network that's trying to pretend they're so pro-Trump, etc., when they're full of it. The fact is they're all liars, and they're all leading us down the primrose path toward America eventually surrendering to world government. That's what these bastards are doing.
Yes, they are providing the hallucinogens for the people,
the digital cybernetic hallucinogens, exactly.
Yeah. And approximately a week ago, just before, a couple hours before we went on the air, as a matter of fact, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday and 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, November 28th, 2017, the missile was launched from North Korea at 3 a.m. in Pyongyang on Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. That's because they're on the other side of the international dateline. And the name given to that particular ICBM was Hwasong 15. That's spelled
Hwasong 15 is how you pronounce it. What does it mean in Korean? What does Hwasong 15 mean?
Well, 15, of course, means 15, but Hwasong means fire star, or the planet Mars, a name for the god of war. Now,
right.
All these years, I've been wondering, what is the significance of the communist red star? Well, ladies and gentlemen, now we know. The red star is referring to the planet Mars, which is actually a planet, not a star. But in symbolic terms, they're referring to the planet Mars, which was named after the Roman god of war, which means they are a warlike society. And we seem to forget that. And even though supposedly communism has gone away...
Oh, come on. Listen, I said this in the last hour, and I'm going to repeat it for people now that may be listening to this hour. And I have contacts going back now over 30 years in communist China. And I became aware in the 90s, especially, of what the Laodai prison camps do. If you have a page of the Bible, or if you say anything against the PLA, you end up in one of 20,000 Laodai prison camps. And the first thing they do is tissue type you. And if they want your organs because your tissue type came up in, say, Europe, or, say, Emory University in Atlanta, where they tried to recruit me 30 years ago to work, and I was working in Augusta, Georgia's trauma and burn unit, they wanted me to become a very rich doctor by making sure if someone fell off rock climbing and they got a traumatic brain injury and they're in a post-traumatic coma, they want to say, yeah, he's really dead, he's brain dead, just pull his liver and his kidneys and his heart out, and we'll make you rich, doc. And we'll just ship those organs over to Atlanta. And if your tissue type comes up, they have mobile vans that will shoot you in the back of the head and extract your organs with an airplane right beside it to grab your organs and bring them to, let's say, Stuttgart, Germany, or Emory University, or some other major university in the United States to transplant those organs. If you think I'm full of it, you're an idiot. I'm telling you the truth, and you're not going to find this in regular news media. You're going to find it from Deagle. I'm the thermonuclear weapon against lies. How's that?
Yes. And what is so interesting is that it was just about a week ago that the Chinese Communist Party met and bestowed additional honors upon President Xi.
Well, not only that, President Xi supports this 2025 policy with China 2025. They want to dominate the world in 7 years. And you have to understand they have a collaboration with their cybernetic companies out of Silicon Valley, California. So Google and these other companies are collaborating to create a matrix over there. You're rated, and even if you have equal qualifications, if your rating says you said something in social media against the PLA or against somebody, or you even tried to evangelize because you're a Christian, your rating is going to screw you. You're not going to get the job. And for every qualified job, there's 9 people in China that have qualifications, but your rating on social media determines if you're going to get the job. So they've already built the matrix in China. It's already built. Okay, it's done. It's happening.
Yes. So getting back to the Hwasong 15, which means the red star or the planet Mars, named after the Roman god of war, it reached an altitude of 4,475 kilometers or approximately 2,800 miles into space.
Wow.
That's 10 times higher than the International Space Station.
Right.
Twice as high as any satellite in a low orbit.
Right.
From that, we can fairly easily calculate that if it had been put on a different trajectory course at a much lower altitude, it would have been able to travel over 1,000 kilometers or...
It's also three characteristics that are dangerous about it. It's bigger, so you can put any size nuke in it. Number two, it's a solid fuel rocket, not liquid, so you don't have a signature to tell you you have to fuel it before you launch. So you can have a mobile launcher. We're really, as they say in the military, we're already screwed and tattooed. We're just waiting for a fallout. And they're going to do an airburst nuclear weapon next, probably near Guam. That's next coming, isn't it?
This is Dan Pilley.
And welcome back. And John, so I'd like you to continue on the Hwasong 15, the details, because these details now are coming all out, and this is dire. And now people need to understand, this morning I saw the announcement that the Supreme Court, except for two rogue justices, totally agreed with the plan, which has been in the Constitution since the 1950s, that President Trump has the right to protect Americans from any foreign citizens that are here, even though these lower courts tried to obstruct him, including the sanctuary cities. And they're not putting a deal together, by the way, if they're going to give any kind of pass to the DACA kids. And by the way, 50% of these DACA kids are illegal, and they're not going to get in, but 50% will be justified if the other five things can be done, including making a strong immigration policy, et cetera, and having all the other things to make sure they have extreme vetting in these eight nations, and also vetting for everybody else who comes from anywhere else. You can be a Russian mafia guy coming from Russia or overstaying your visa. Probably 60 to 70% of the people that are illegally in the country just overstay their visas. But we have to understand this Hwasong 15 missile is very dire, isn't it? This is the, not Santa's Christmas present, this is the Krampus. Remember the German story about the Krampus? He comes before Christmas and he takes all the bad kids to hell. Well, guess what? His main minion, his first name is Kim. Kim Jong-un, the minion of the evil empire of the People's Republican Army. These evil bastards in China and the PLA are planning in 2025 with Xi, who's now got even more power in China, to dominate the world. And if you don't think this is their plan, you're an idiot. Because they're working together to literally capture us and eventually make us surrender to world government. Yep. That's why they have missiles now in Venezuela. Thank God they put them on the list. And I know our intel agencies, if they contacted me, they can sit down and have a coffee or tea and a biscuit or something, or a nice meal, and I will tell them everything. I know a lot of really bad stuff. But they need to realize the same damn thing is coming back after Cuba, Nicaragua, and now Venezuela, North Korea, and Iran. And these scientists are actually sitting down in the same places where they're doing these tests, like the next one I expect from North Korea, probably at or before or after Christmas, is an airburst nuclear test where radioactive isotopes are going to spread across all the way to the Philippines and the United States from an airburst nuclear test, which was outlawed years ago. And I expect North Korea to do it real soon, probably before my birthday, mid-February. This is scary stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As you mentioned just before last break, this missile is big. It is so big, Dr. Deagle, that... they do not really have to be concerned about miniaturizing it. A lot of the skeptics and critics have said, well...
Yes, years away. You know, these people that say these are pundits are technical idiots, okay? And they rolls out this missile, the Hwasong 15, It says, you know, it actually shouldn't be renamed Hwasong. It should be You're Screwed, America missile. How's that?
That's pretty close to the truth.
Right. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. And people say, Dr. Deagle, why do you think you know all this stuff? Who do you think you are? Well, the government's listening. That's why they put Venezuela on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
Right? Oh,
yes. Venezuela is a situation that we are going to have to be honing in on with much more intensity very soon.
We need to invade. Listen up, generals under Trump. You need to stop screwing around just like when we went into Nicaragua. We need to invade. And when we find Russian submarines in the Orinoco River, when we find Chinese, we need to disassemble them, and we need to put it to these bastards that we're not going to put up with their crap, weaponizing these islands in the South China Sea all the way through the territory in the Philippines. They're flying nuclear bombers in territories, international waters, all the way to the Philippines and all these other countries. They're freaking all the other adjacent countries out, including South Korea, Vietnam, etc., because they know the Chinese are on the raid, aren't they? They're really, they want to dominate the whole world. That's why this Belt and Road, which I bring on, I bring on every Friday, the Lewis Foundation. And Lewis Foundation is a cover. I'm going to tell you this as a fact, because I keep on asking more and more questions to Harley Schlanger, because our globalist government wants China to become the dominant nation in the world along with Russia. And they want China to project the powers through this Belt and Road, like the Roman roads of the ancient Roman Empire, around the whole world.
Well, the Belt and Road proposition of Xi, which is becoming their primary policy at this time, is basically a concept that goes back to geopolitical or geographer by the name of Mackinder. And this is referring to the heartland, which was Asia, of course, Central Asia. And whoever theoretically would be able to control Central Asia would control the entire world. And,
right.
And that is the whole concept and goal behind this so-called Belt and Road, which is being pushed by Beijing very strongly at this time.
Right.
But at this moment, I'm concerned about this very massive, very large
Rocket
15, which was earlier called 3 months ago the Hwasong 13, and because it had a smaller number, we were not aware that it was so close into coming into production. Unlike the Hwasong 14, which was test fired during the summer and late and early fall, it was a solid fuel propellant for all stages, and basically this appears to be what the Hwasong 15 is in reality.
This is the problem, by the way, in Iran. Most of the launch sites in Iran are buried so deep with the centrifuges, you can't bomb them with a nuclear-tip bunker buster. And they're so deep that the launching stages for the rockets in Iran are so deep, unless you invade, you can't just jump up from bunker busters. You can seal off their tunnels, but you can't stop them completely, and they can launch with solid fuel rockets, and you won't see a single thermal signature as they're being launched. So you'll have very few minutes between the time of launch and hit. Literally, the Hwasong can strike anywhere in the United States in 18 to 20 minutes, roughly.
Yes. Now, what you were just alluding to in Iran, I don't know if your listening audience is aware, but those are at a depth, what I mean those, the bunker tunnel complexes are at a depth of over 1 mile.
Right.
5,280 feet, which is beyond any current demolition or bombing, nuclear or conventional.
Even the Moab bomb, even the Moab, which you dropped
right.
in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
The mother of all bombs, which is a large conventional bomb.
Now,
and the bunker buster nukes will work down to half a mile, but not a mile. They'll seal off the tunnel so you can't get back to the surface unless you have a remote escape routes, which I'm sure they have. But you can't stop these bastards from building these weapons down there. So if you think you want to trust the mullahs in Iran, you're crazy. We'll be back in a moment with John W. Spring. Again, this is, I call John W. Spring's Very Scary Hour. How's that? I've renamed it. We're beating the war drums to tell you, and thank God the government's listening, because if we're not ready, we're going to get nuked. John, just before the break, you had a very important point to make, that these tunnel complexes, both in Iran and North Korea, were built by communist Chinese, weren't they?
And North Koreans.
Right.
And most of the work that was done in Iran to build the, and construct the bunker tunnel complexes at a depth of 1 mile were done primarily by North Korean and Chinese technicians. And so we can expect that North Korea also has its infrastructure at a depth of at least 1 mile,
right?
Even greater.
Now, I'm going to give you some predictions, and these are, I call them pseudo-prophetic, but they're getting closer to becoming a prophecy. Number one, I'm predicting that the anemic response of the Chinese government after their embassy sent an emissaries to North Korea within days, they launched the Hwasong-15, that they've only dropped 10% of the oil to North Korea, and they've not stopped the movement of other material, not just food, because you don't want to starve the people who are already starving, but you can stop all the material and fuel to these people. And because they haven't, China is fully collaborating, and we're going to be in a trade war with China, a 25% tariff, which Donald Trump has already announced, and we're going to have a first strike. They're running right now today, the largest air defense arrangement, which is freaking out the Russians and the Chinese, with South Korea and Japan. And I can tell you, the chances in 2018, if you actually listen to the prophecies by various prophetic experts and people who are remote viewers, next year, the likelihood of a conflict between U.S. and North Korea and Iran is incredibly certain. Not just likely, incredibly certain, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because what we have not yet talked about, the SLBMs, the submarine
launched ballistic missiles. Go ahead.
North Korea is in the process of testing, doing additional research and development. They could deploy a few right now, but they're also building a few submarines that could have multiple.
They aren't building them. They already have. I've heard that 10% of their submarines already contain missiles large enough that they can do an SLBM launch of a nuke and just go a few hundred miles off the coast. You don't need to go thousands of miles.
Yes.
They can park outside in the international zone a couple hundred miles off the coast and just fire at, say, Northern California or Washington, D.C.
Right.
The Iranians, by the way, 2 weeks ago announced they're deploying a part of their strike forces in the Gulf of Mexico. So Iran, believe it or not, you go to the open media and say, oh, Daigle, you're crazy. Just read it, idiot. It's there. The Iranians have said they're going to put part of their navy in our Gulf of Mexico. How crazy is that? And by the way, in the last 10 years, the Russians have nuclear submarines constantly in the Gulf of Mexico. Did you know that? Constantly. And these are nuclear carrier Russian submarines in the Gulf of Mexico within a few hundred miles of Houston and Alabama and Atlanta. I mean, people don't get this, do they? They go to sleep, they get up, they have their apple pie, they go watch news in the morning, I call it the snooze, and they think, oh, Dr. Daigle, you're so crazy. No, you're crazy out there because you don't wake up and smell the coffee. These bastards are getting ready to capture America and make us surrender to world government. That's what's going on.
Unfortunately, you are absolutely correct and completely sane.
But you know, they want to add the person, the thing in, saying, no, how about insanely correct? How about that? How about insanely honest? How about insanely gutsy? People say, what if they kill you? I said, if they kill me, you idiots out there might believe. What do you think of that? You know why they don't kill me? First, I'm a tough son of a bitch. Number two, if they do kill me, a lot more people will believe and say, dead carcass speaks a lot of words. He must have known something. Now that's why they killed the sumbitch.
And don't underestimate yours truly either.
I know that. We're getting the word out. Believe me, I know the U.S. government's listening to Dr. Deagle. When I put out stuff about how to dismantle Obamacare, they're doing it lockstep exactly how I told them. When they're listening about Venezuela, that's why it's on the 8-nation list, including Iran. People need to know the government's listening. They say, how does he know this? They go and check their own facts and say, we did a fact check, and Deagle's not stupid. He's telling it to the open media. We better check to see if he's telling the truth or he's full of it. I'm not. I want America to survive. I don't want it to be under... I don't want some Chinaman 5 years from now from speaking broken English say, get into a backup truck! Get into a truck! Sending it off to civil detention or execution camps. And if you don't think that'll happen in America, you're a moron.
They've already brought in foreigners to act as mercenaries out here on the range of the western United States. So... what you're talking about is very...
Look, I work for the government on classified projects, including Special Op and Delta. I interface with Special Op and Delta guys who are working with German and other foreigners armed to the teeth doing operations in the mountains in Colorado, getting ready for World War III. They had foreigners in our soil for decades. This is nothing new under George Bush Jr. and Barack Obama or George Bush Sr. This has been going on forever, since World War II.
Yes, it's been an ongoing situation.
Right.
I want to get back to Hwasong 15 for just a moment because I don't think we fully understand the significance of this particular ICBM.
Right.
Not only can it strike New York and Washington, but it is so powerful that it can go beyond the continental United States. It could theoretically hit places like Cuba, Bermuda.
It can go anywhere. It can go all the way to Europe. It can hit anywhere.
Well, they could take other routes.
They can take what's called a polar route and get over the poles to Europe as well.
But this isn't something that's just going to hit the Pacific coast as they're still talking about.
Oh, I don't. It's ridiculous. They're thinking, oh, L.A., you're in trouble. No. Every square inch of America and Europe is in trouble. And people need to understand what this idiot Putin, and I'm going to change his name, by the way. I've changed him to the great-grandson, G.R. Ras Putin, because my evidence and my information tell me he's the great-grandson of the illegitimate descendant of Ras Putin and his Tsarina of Russia. Did you know that?
Well, that's what I think.
And he doesn't drink vodka, so he's not a soused Russian. He's smart as hell and dangerous and evil as... He takes a cut of everything. That's why he's worth $40 billion. And he has in banks all over the West, his own dacha on the Black Sea. This guy's a dangerous son of a bitch. And people need to realize he's a Russian mafia don. They don't understand that. When they see Putin there, he's a small guy. He's always got these things of, hey, look how macho he looks. He's a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And he shows off his muscles. And he's carrying a gun. And he looks... You know, this short-ass descendant of Rasputin... He's completely evil. This guy is a KGB GRU maniac. And we see Putin. Trump is smart enough to know that Putin is a dangerous bastard. And by the way, so is Trump. Trump's scary. And Putin is taking him seriously. Kim doesn't realize that now that he guarantees that he's fired off to Hwasong, his days are numbered. How do you make deep-fried North Korean? You drop a nuke on him, you hit him with a gamma ray weapon from space. He's going to wake up in hell, this sumbitch.
Yeah. One thing about Putin that maybe we're not aware of, at home, in his household, they speak German fluently, which means he wants to keep up with the latest technology and very close connections with... Angela Merkel
Angela Merkel is a fraud. She's a nuclear scientist who's totally trying to destroy Germany, and her power's ended. She can't even form a government now. And the nationalists inside Germany are finishing her off. So she's basically a paralytic politician, as far as I'm concerned, and she's done.
Well, Merkel has created a tremendous problem for Europe with
Easy to solve. They got all the metadata on all the bad guys. You need to round them up and ship them out. The German police are very efficient. They know where all these maniacs are. They just let them go and get grab vans and kill people in the Christmas market. They have full data. If they implement it and did pre-crime arrests under the War Powers Act, it would end all this foolishness.
Want revenge?
Donald Trump, by the way, a checklist of things he and the government needs to do in 2018. Number one, they need to invade and truncate and decapitate the North Korean regime. They need to get rid of the mullahs and attack the Bashar reactor. They need to tell Mr. Putin, pull the damn airbase out of Syria, because right in the back doorstep of, they use this war, which is declared to ISIS, to put a giant military base, and they have, as you mentioned on the break, Cuban, Iranian and other troops on Syrian territory getting ready for World War III. If you think this is all made up and they got their naval base that they've had for decades, they've massively increased it there and on the Mediterranean in Syria. And remember the vision of the angel. It talks about the angel that stood on the land and the sea, and it looked up and it said, you know, this is a book of Revelation, it talks about the land and the sea. And it prophesied, I think it was right, Revelation, I think it's 12, and it prophesied that and it gave a small book or a scroll, and when they ate it, it tasted sweet, but when it got to their stomach, it turned their stomach. You know what that is? That's the, I think it's called, is it called the Taki? I'm trying to remember, the naval base in Syria. That's where it is. If you actually look at the history of the book of Revelation, where it is that's that naval base in Syria. So the Russians are getting ready. It says, I am against you, O Gog, chief ridge of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. Now, Meshach and Tubal are in Turkey, which means the Adnan Oktar and this Mahdi is going to try to do a caliphate and try to work with the Vatican, start the blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount, because he supports it, but he wants, in place of that, a caliphate to bring peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. And Iran, 42% of their troops are Shiite Muslim. People don't know that, do they? And Syria has tons of Cuban, Iranian, and other northern Russia's former Soviet Union Russian troops from Tajikistan, Azerbaijan, and these other Tajik republics that look at the mullahs as their spiritual leaders. We're seconds to midnight. And Trump should insist that the Russians pull their damn airbase out. They use the excuse that we're going to get rid of ISIS, which, by the way, we created after we created Al-Qaeda. And the Russians have caught us actually rescuing ISIS leaders out of their falling cities like Latakia and Raqqa, etc. And that means that he needs to insist that they pull their airbase out of there, because they're getting ready with a forward base to attack not only Israel, but to attack Europe. Europe is sitting there with the Kaliningrad missile systems, where every square inch of Europe is covered with intermediate-range nuclear missiles that the Russians have placed there. And it's actually south on the Black Sea of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. People don't know these facts, do they?
No. Yeah. Just like they're unaware that one of the reasons why Putin decided to go in and assist Syria was due to the oil reserves in the Caspian Aral Basin. He's trying to get pipelines that will pass through, and, of course, some American companies like Exxon and Chevron and BP, don't forget BP, mainly BP and Chevron, want to build a pipeline through Syria so they can get additional revenue.
It's not just that. Let me give you some other facts you may not be aware of. In 1989, I traveled to 42 cities in Israel, and I spoke in Dallas, Texas, to Hayseed Stevens in an audience of about 1,000 people. And afterward, Hayseed wanted me to go over to the Whataburger, and we spoke to about 3 or 4 in the morning, he and his wife and other people that were going to do an expedition to go over to Israel. And a few months later, he had me come over on the feast of Sukkot to say a prayer in Hebrew at the bottom of what's called Mount Sodom, which is a mountain, place where they talk about Saddam, Mount Sodom, where, of course, there's a pillar of salt there from the Lot's wife. But it's a 26,000-foot-tall salt dome. And I told him I had a supernatural visitation that showed me the geography and the geology of the area, that below that giant cork of salt at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, it was 14.2 trillion, with a T, barrels of oil, and it was a renewable resource that would refill. It's the primary we call mother load, like, you know, Charlton Heston, the mother load. And he had already been drilling there for 18 years, Hayseed had, and he lost the drill pitch bit at 16,800 feet. The Israelis had already found the signs of oil and oil shale immediately above that area, in the area at the top of the Mount Sodom. And Fico, the oil engineer, who also discovered the Leviathan field source of Cyprus, was there in the meetings, and he told me that there's no way I possibly could have known this geology unless it was revealed by God. And I told Fico directly, and Ariel Sharon, who was part of our organization, because Ariel was the one who arranged the meeting, okay? Ariel Sharon of the Israeli Prime Minister at the time?
Yes.
And you have to understand, when I went there, I warned Stan Johnson, and I warned the people there, Hayseed, because Hayseed actually was making a deal. He was late coming out of New York because he was making a deal with a big financier to actually do oil exploration there, because he knew it was the largest oil supply on the planet. It was high-grade oil at 26,000 feet down. But I told him, I said, if you drill there, you won't be able to stop the sound because you don't have any valves that will stop the pressure there, and you'll fill up the Dead Sea. And I said, if you do it, remember it says in the Bible, who are you? You're coming to take an oil or to steal. Remember it says that in the book of Revelation, coming to Israel? It's because the largest supply of oil on the planet by a large margin is right there at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. In fact, Fico told me the story that at the time of Lot, remember when there was a giant explosion and the explosion there that killed all the people of Sodom and Gomorrah? They realized that the fault zone that went all the way from Turkey right through to Lake Victoria in Africa, the magma hit the oil field and caused an explosion that blew parts of the Dead Sea into space, hundreds of miles into space, and that most of what we see as the modern Dead Sea wasn't what it was. It was a well-watered valley of Sidim. So what happened is that the Dead Sea was created when the magma hit the oil field. So I told Hayseed, and they got really angry, because he said, well, you can have anything, Deagle. You want to have a ministry where you get hundreds of millions of dollars, you want this, what, that. I said, look, I'm warning you, God told me to tell you, do not bring that oil up, because you can't stop it when it starts flowing, number one. And number two, you're immediately going to precipitate a massive invasion of the Middle East to get this oil, and it'll be Russia and China. It's right in the Bible. It was in my book, Clay and Iron, I received over 25 years ago. And I told these to people, the 42 cities and straight to Israel when I went over there, with the Israelis, and they're right up to the top of the government. So they know this is a fact. The largest supply of oil and 95% of the potash on the planet is right there, which you need for growing food, right?
Yes.
So what you have to understand is they're still continuing. I told Stan, I said, your ministry will receive a major destruction, which it did, because I donated 150-some-thousand bucks of my clay and iron and 143,000 copies of my book, Abortion Armageddon, all the funds to support his TV and the radio ministry. I just wanted my travel expenses covered. And I warned him, and I said, and Hayseed, you will die if you try to proceed with this. And he did. He died in just a very short time after that. His son is still continuing this with the Israeli government, and they want to open up. The only oil field in the area is near a place called Zohar, which is one of the original five cities outside Sodom and Gomorrah on the plains west of the Dead Sea and the River of Jordan. People need to realize that Fico knew all of these things, and he said the geology you could not possibly know unless it was given to you supernaturally. That's why I warn people, when I tell you something, and there's only some, I have a few 3x5 cards, or thus saith the Lord, not Deagle, because I'm a knucklehead. I know 8% of the truth, but God will say, Deagle, you're brave enough and maybe stupid enough, you're going to tell people the truth whether it puts you in danger. But I'm going to tell you the truth, and this is one of those, thus saith the Lord, the largest supply of oil on the planet is at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, and the Israelis know it. They know that. That's why what I'm seeing right now is a coming great war, and you're going to see China, which they've already, by the way, they built these giant roadways that can take tanks all the way through to Syria. That's what they're doing right now. People don't know this, do they? This Belt and Road thing is actually to make sure large, heavy equipment can get across these plains of the Middle East.
Yeah. going in a separate direction from the Caspian Aral Basin. There is a pipeline that goes all the way to China proper and extends on to North Korea.
And by the way, all this oil was given over to the Chinese through the Rothschild Corporation. When we discovered the oil, just like Trump said, you know, why didn't we take the oil? We gave it to the Chinese through the Rothschild, so they bought it at a minimum price. The China oil company didn't exist before we invaded Iraq. Afterward, it's the fifth largest oil refinery company on the planet that they created after we gave them our oil in Iraq, or the oil from the Iraqis. People don't know these facts, do they?
No, they don't.
No, they do now. What are you going to do with it now that you know, people? Pray. Get down on your face before the Most High God and pray. Pray that America wakes up. Pray that America defangs North Korea, Iran, and Venezuela. Pray that we give a what for to China and the South China Sea with their islands that are getting ready. And their mad dog needs to be put down. It's time to put down Kim. It's time to clean out the Orinoco submarines. It's time for America to be great again. And it's time for Trump not to become a false messiah for the Jews, to become a Trumpinocchio, real live, not wooden, president.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.